Let's get straight down to the sidelines because the assistant coach Michael Pryor from the Fremantle Dockers has been good enough to give us a couple of moments of his time in the lead up to this match. G'day, Michael.
Oh, how you going, mate? How you going?
Yeah, good. That's going all right. Thanks for your time. Really appreciate it. No changes to the lineup?
No changes tonight. You know, we had in the back of our mind that we possibly could make a late change given the conditions, but you know, there's all these reports of rain in Melbourne, but there's been no rain most of the day, so we're happy with what we got.
Yeah, it has been a bit strange. It was going to be a hurricane, it was going to be tidal waves, it was going to be everything today, but it didn't. Well, it sort of passed through, which is really good news. You'd be pleased about that.
Yeah, it is very cold, but yeah, the rain stayed away, so that's always a win. So yeah, the ground's pretty dewy and wet, as if it has been raining, so it's going to be a slippery game. But yeah, we still keep the tall in. Rather than bringing in a small.
How important to get a good start?
Yeah, really important to get a start against Collingwood because we know that they're a fast-starting team. So they're coming off a 13-day break. We're coming off a 6-day break. So the start's going to be crucial to the outcome of the game.
Always good to get to the MCG, and there'll be plenty of focus, of course, on Matthew Pavlich, probably the last time he plays here.
Yeah, we haven't spoken about it. Obviously, there's been a little bit in the media about it. I'm sure Pav's probably got it in the back of his mind. You know, he'd love to play here a little bit more often than what he has throughout his career. So it's a special moment for him, and hopefully we can get the win for him.
Well, mathematically, you can still make finals, can't you?
We need to win everyone, I think, Brad. So it's going to be tough. But
he might be back.
We'll go down having a try anyway.
Michael, just on that, three wins in a row. Can you feel morale is a little bit more up around the club at the moment? Obviously, when you're 0-10, it does get a little bit tougher, even though you're going out to play your best each week. But is there just a revitalisation of morale around the group at the moment?
Yeah, I think, obviously, when you win, you know, people want to be around the footy club. You can smile during the week, and you know, that's what you play footy for. But in saying that, in our first 10 weeks, I thought the players and the coaches handled it really well. They're a tight group, the players, so the bond was always there. Didn't really rely on win-loss, so... And that's the strength of our guys. And yeah, but winning's always good.
Michael Barlow back in a lot of touch, particularly as a go-with player. Do you have him earmarked for Pendlebury or Treloar tonight?
Yeah, one of them. We'll see who gets away early, but he'll go to one as well. I think the last couple of weeks he's shown his mental toughness to be able to do those roles for us. So, you know, while shutting some really good players down, he's been able to find plenty of the ball himself. So he'll continue in that role tonight.
Michael, thanks for your time. Just as we let you go, what do you think about commentators wearing gloves when they broadcast?
If they're cold, good luck. I wish I could have someone right now.
Thank you, Michael. I'll take that as a yes.
See you, guys.
Michael Pryor there from the Fremantle Dockers.